To talk to God? Feel like you're just not getting through? In this video series, How to Pray, Dr. Ronnie Floyd, nationally known Promise Keeper speaker and author, gives insight from years of study on the practice of personal communication with God. Whether you're a rookie in prayer or a seasoned prayer warrior, this video series will meet you where you are and will take you to another level in your personal prayer life. Ronnie Floyd is currently serving as the senior pastor of the renowned First Baptist Church of Springdale, Arkansas. In this first session, What Prayer is All About, Pastor Floyd will give you a practical definition of prayer, the five talking principles of prayer, the three listening principles of prayer, the two most critical statements about prayer, and why Christians do not pray. So now, let's join Pastor Floyd in this first session as he addresses the subject, What Prayer is All About.
One of the most defining moments of my life occurred in 1975 when a man challenged me to spend time with God every day. I will never forget what he said to me as his eyes penetrated mine. He said, "Ronnie, if you are willing to spend 1 hour a day with God, there is no telling what in the world God may choose to do in your life." You know, it is my prayer that in this video series on how to pray, that it will become one of the most defining moments in each one of your lives. A time when you're able to look back some years from now, hopefully even some months from now, and say it was in those 4 weeks that God really chose to impact my life. I know of no greater accolade for you on this side of heaven than to be known as a prayer warrior. Are you a prayer warrior today? It is my prayer that in the end of this 4 weeks that God will make you stand to be a mighty prayer warrior for Jesus Christ. Now I want to begin today by giving to you a practical definition of prayer. The definition is as follows. Effective prayer occurs when you talk to God and listen to what God is saying to you. Now think about that statement with me for a moment. It's when you talk to God and then you listen to God concerning what God is saying to you. So prayer is as much listening to God as it is talking to God. I've been married to my wife Gina since 1976. You know, we have learned that our fellowship is not driven by our commitment to one another, but our fellowship is driven by our communication with one another. Yes, we're committed, but there will be no fellowship if there is not communication. And you know, that practical definition of prayer, it literally has two components, talking to God and listening to God. And you know, when it really comes down to it, that's what prayer is all about. It's about you talking to God, sharing with God your heart, and it's about you listening to God, listening to what God is saying to you in your life. I wonder what God wants to say to you today. There are five talking principles of prayer. You might call them talking points. I'm calling them talking principles. The first principle is the principle of confession. When I pray, I like to begin to pray by confessing my need for Christ. For example, "Lord, I want to share today with you that I am in great need of you, and without you, I am nothing according to your scripture." And I move from confessing about my need for Christ into confessing my sins. And yes, I do believe we need to agree with God about our sins. And so the first talking point or principle of prayer is the principle of confession. The next talking principle of prayer is praise. Praise is you expressing your love and your adoration for who God is. You know, sometimes we just need to be so real with God that we stop seeking His hands for what He can do for us and begin to seek His face for who He really is in life. There is a third talking principle of prayer, and it's the principle of thanksgiving. Now, what is thanksgiving? Thanksgiving is you expressing to God your gratefulness for all of the things that He has done for you. And you could spend literally minute after minute after minute, could you not, expressing to God the good things that God has done for you. So when we talk about those talking principles of prayer, we begin with confession, then we move into praise, then we move into this time of thanksgiving, and then I want to encourage you to begin your prayer life and move into the area of petition. What does it mean to give petition to God? It's you talking to God about whatever is on your heart. What's on your heart? Because whatever's on your heart, that's what you need to talk to God about. It's when you share with the Lord what is your concern about your life. What is burdening you about you. Your struggles, your pain, your disappointments, your challenges. That's what petition is all about. It's about you talking to God about whatever is on your heart. And then you have the joy of moving into one of the most exciting principles of prayer that there even would ever be to exist. And it's the principle of intercession. The time when you are able to stand in the gap between the God of heaven and between the person that God has placed on your heart. Always there are those times when people walk up to us and they say, "Will you pray for me?" Let me ask you today, do you take seriously their request and do you pray for them? You see, what we need to understand is that's a tremendous privilege. And I just can't immediately begin to pray for someone. I have got to have my heart prepared. I've got to walk in times of confession, in times of praise, thanksgiving, petition, where I am where I need to be, so that when I have the privilege of intercession, then I can truly represent that person before the God of heaven and stand in the gap between their deepest need and between their loving God. But you know, that's not simply all prayer's about, is it? As we've already taught you, it's not simply talking to God. Prayer is listening to God. Now, there are three listening principles of prayer that I want you to catch in this session today. The first is this: be still and quiet before God. That's hard to do, isn't it? Especially in this culture today in America. Be still and quiet before God. When you read the Bible and you have your Bible open, and by the way, anytime you pray, have your Bible with you. Because the Bible is the way God speaks to you. But in the process of you praying, what should you do when you have that Bible open? Here's how you personalize it. God, what are you trying to say to me? What are you saying to me? In recent days, I've really tried to leave my personal time with God with something specifically on my heart about what God is saying to me. But you know what? You won't catch that if you're not willing to be still and quiet before God. There's another listening principle of prayer. It's the principle of not being in a hurry in your time with God. Do not be in a hurry in your time with God. And that's so difficult to do, isn't it? To me, that's the biggest struggle. I mean, I've got things to do, people to see, places to go. I've got mountains to climb. I've got problems to solve, just like you do. But let me share something with you today. If you want the God of heaven to speak to your heart, you must slow down and not be in a hurry and listen to God speak to you. There's a third listening principle of prayer that is so powerful, and that is you need to spend various seasons of your life with God. Spend some seasons of your life with God. What do I mean by that? I mean some periods of time, some days, or a day, or even an allotted time when you set aside everything else in order to be with God. For those of you that might be married, isn't it wonderful when you know that your spouse has set aside that time uninterrupted to be with you? That's what we need to do with God sometime. If we're going to have true communication sometime, we just need to clear the calendar. We need to get alone with Him, and we just need to let God speak to us and let us speak forth to God. So unquestionably, effective prayer occurs when you talk to God and you listen to what God is saying to you. What is He saying to you today? You know, there's an old adage. What is it? God gave you two ears and one mouth. Therefore, you should what? Listen twice as much as you what? Talk. How important that is. And you know, that is so true even for prayer. Could it not be that we need to listen to God twice as much as we always want to talk to God? Does your prayer life reflect that conviction today? Since our fellowship with God is driven by our communication with Him, then why don't Christians pray? Have you ever thought about that? I wonder why Christians don't pray. Now, before I answer that question, I want to give to you what I believe are the two most critical statements about prayer. Statement number one, prayer occurs when you depend on God. Isn't that wonderful? Whenever you pray, you are indicating that you are depending upon God. But notice the second statement. Prayerlessness occurs when you depend on yourself. Prayerlessness occurs when you depend on yourself. That means when you choose not to pray, it's because you are choosing to depend upon yourself. So the encouragement from God to you and me should be, we should pray, and when we pray, it shows we depend on God. When we choose not to pray, it shows we depend upon ourselves. Now, why do Christians not pray? There are four reasons that I want to give to you today. Listen very carefully. The first one is pride. Pride. You see, pride keeps us from praying because it overestimates the power of self. That's what it does. It overestimates the power of self. The reason you don't pray is that if pride is the reason, is because you have a thought about yourself that is probably a little higher than it ought to be, and you think you can cut it on your own. But there's another reason people don't pray. It's unbelief. You know what unbelief does? Unbelief keeps us from praying because it underestimates the power of God. There are a lot of times in life we just choose not to pray because we are not confident that God is able to do what we really need done. And one of the reasons people don't pray, they just don't believe God. But there's another reason we don't pray. It's called ignorance. Oh, don't be offended by the term, but ignorance. What do I mean? Ignorance keeps us from praying because it overestimates the difficulty of how to talk to God. How many times in your life have you not prayed because you were afraid you were not worthy to pray, or you didn't know how to talk to God about the issue in your life? Let me give you some wonderful news today. You can go to God anytime, anywhere, about anything. So go to Him. Embrace Him. Share with Him your heart. Let Him know your need. Do not let ignorance keep you from praying. Now there's a fourth and a final reason people don't pray, and it's because of time. Time keeps us from praying because it underestimates the value of being with God. Oh, I want to challenge you today. Do not underestimate the value of being with God. The greatest thing you can do in your life is to be with God. But when we say we don't have time, it just shows that we don't put a lot of value to being with the Lord. So yes, pride and unbelief and ignorance and time keeps us from praying. But let me ask you today, what is keeping you from praying? God wants you to be a great prayer warrior. And none of these obstacles are too great to be conquered. And just as David brought down Goliath in the name of the Lord, I want to share with you today that you can bring down these giants in the name of the Lord. And when you do that, listen, this is what prayer is all about.